So for this entire presentation, instead of me telling you about all of the developments in summary judgment, I'm going to tell you about the most significant because it touches on what I think is every aspect of summary judgment practice. I think it constitutes a sea change. And that's one of the reasons why I'm considered a dissent, because the presentation that you heard was, it just seemed so reasonable. Everything about it seemed so reasonable. You know, we took this case because there was a split of authority and we needed to resolve that conflict, and so that's what we did. Yeah, I don't think so. And it sounds so reasonable because, you know, everybody knows you can't bamboozle a trial court by putting in a sham affidavit. And so we had to clarify that we don't allow sham affidavits. Yeah, that's not really what happened in this case. It just didn't happen in this case. So you're going to hear the dissent. And here's the dissent that you're going to hear, because my beloved colleagues on the 14th Court of Appeals were the ones that decided this case. Justice Jameson is here with us today. She was on that three-judge panel, and you can imagine it was a split. I was the dissent. So I'm not just going to be talking to you about my disagreement with our Texas Supreme Court about that case. I'm going to be telling you what I said in my dissent and how surprised I am at what this opinion looks like. And so that's the reason this will be a real treat for you. And it's also going to be, it's going to be kind of a Paul Harvey, because I'm going to deep dive on the Lujan case, the facts of the Lujan case. That's going to help you understand why I think it's a sea change. I'm going to spend some time telling you about why I don't think it ought to be the law at all. So the first thing I'm going to do is disagree with the legal conclusions of not only my colleagues, but the Texas Supreme Court.